With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Coastal North Carolina is enduring tropical storm conditions as Hurricane Erin works its way north along the East Coast. It's a couple of hundred miles offshore, but its powerful wind field extends far beyond. The beaches off limits all the way up to New York.
Hurricane Erin creating life-threatening surf and 100-mile-per-hour offshore winds as it churns up the mid-Atlantic coast where dozens of rescues have been taking place and beaches are closed. The National Hurricane Center's Lisa Bucci.
These rough ocean conditions are expected to cause life-threatening surf and rip current.
The hurricane forecast to stay offshore, but North Carolina's Outer Banks will take the brunt of it. Governor Josh Stein issuing a state of emergency.
If you are under an evacuation order, take action now before it's too late.
I'm Julie Walker.
Biden policies being blamed by many Floridians for a deadly highway crash. An illegal immigrant trucker issued a commercial driver's license by California and Washington State is accused in the deaths of three people.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reports.
The Texas State Senate may vote today on a Republican congressional redistricting plan. The Texas House passed the redrawn maps over the objection of Democrats who promise a court fight. Russia has launched a large-scale drone and missile attack on Ukraine. At least one death, 15 injuries reported. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 167. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are concerned about AI.
In fact, a lot of Americans are worried about the ways in which artificial intelligence may change society, and some believers have decided to get together and talk about it. Colorado Christian University, The Christian Post, and the company Glue AI will host a conference in October to consider how believers should deal with the new technology. The organizers say they're looking for, quote, strategies to responsibly integrate AI within a faith-informed framework. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is stepping down to join the Trump administration as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies, demanding that public schools ban drag shows. This is SRN News. An Oregon man has pleaded guilty to two counts of second-degree manslaughter following a fatal crash with a softball team's bus.
Officials say Jonathan Dowdy has pled guilty to several counts of assault, one count of driving under the influence, and one count of driving with a suspended license. State police say Dowdy was driving his pickup last April when he crossed a center line and crashed into a bus loaded with 10 members of the Umpqua Community College softball team. A 19-year-old player and the team's head coach were killed. Jason Walker reporting.
Uganda has agreed to a deal with the U.S. to take deported illegal aliens provided they do not have criminal records and are not unaccompanied minors. The Ugandan Foreign Office Affairs Ministry says that some of the details of the agreement still being finalized. More details at SRNnews.com.